This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Manifestation Therapy, your trusted source for wisdom on the universal principles and the transformative magic integrating manifestation with the people that you support. I'm your host, Judy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this enlightening journey with you. In every episode, we'll unravel the timeless secrets of the universe, explore the art of conscious creation, and dive deep into manifestation therapy's incredible potential. Whether you're a seasoned practitioner or just starting your quest for a more abundant and fulfilling life for yourself and your clients, this podcast will support your growth, inspiration, and empowerment. So let's ignite the power within, align our thoughts with the energy we desire, and be our best potential. Welcome to Manifestation Therapy's podcast. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Manifestation Therapy podcast. My name is Judy, and I'm so excited because we've finally made it to the 12th principle of the universe. Today, I'm going to talk about the law of gender. All right. So the law of gender is like this cosmic dance between yin and yang, masculine and feminine energies. It's all about balance and harmony. When we are trying to reach our goals, we use both sides of this energy, masculine and feminine, in order to create, motivate, and make our reality what we really want it to be. Everything has a feminine and masculine side. In nature, we actually see this from plants to animals to us, humans. Nature requires both feminine and masculine parts in order to survive. The flower provides the masculine pollen and the feminine seed in order to produce new flowers. By the way, if you ever want to really freak yourself out, look up how the fig fruit survives and is pollinated. It's kind of crazy. In nature, it is common to view active elements such as air and fire as masculine and more receptive elements such as earth and water as feminine. Another way to put it is that the masculine energy is linear, directive, and about structure, where feminine energy is about collaboration, circular motion, and connection. Masculine energy is the knowledge of practicality and logic, and feminine energy is the nurturing side of creativity and imagination. We need both sides of this gender energy to succeed, to shift, and to experience success in ourselves and for those we work with, our clients. With masculine energy, we are talking about action, the hustle, the drive to go and do. Masculine vibes are all about inspired action towards the goals we have set. Working, creating, and most importantly, action. It's about facing challenges head on and making changes that are needed to tackle what we need to face in order to find accountability and responsibility for our own growth. Masculine energy takes effort to reach positive changes. Or it takes that understanding that it takes effort. We can support those we work with in manifestation therapy to tune into their masculine energy by focusing on intentional action, what work they need to do, and to build motivation. Then there's the more nurturing, intuitive, and receptive energy in the law of gender, our feminine energy. It's warm, sensitive, and it's all about going with the flow and trusting in the process. In manifestation, the feminine energy is all about allowing things to unfold naturally. It's like when we plant a seed in the garden, and then we just trust that it's going to grow in its own time. It's all about being open to receiving and surrendering to the universe's timing. So we support those we work with to tune into their feminine energy by focusing on self-care, self-compassion, and compassion for others, on healing and forgiveness. It's about tapping into emotions, listening to intuition, and nurturing the self with kindness and celebration for who and what and where we are. The law of gender encompasses both sides, and everyone has both sides. It's not about sexuality. It's not about our physical or identifying gender. It is simply the energy that each of us has. At times, one side of our energy may be more empowering than the other. There are times where I have no motivation and I just need to relax to pamper myself and be creative. Then I will have periods where I'm like activated to no end and it seems like I just can't do enough. Now, I'm not sure if ADHD means my masculine and feminine sides come out at different rates or if I'm kind of willing to bet that like my thoughts often are, they're more pronounced and activated. But I don't really have anything to compare it to with that. Maybe you can leave a comment if you feel that. Whatever the goals may be with those we are treating and working with, we want to support them in embracing both sides of the law of gender. So to have them understand that there is power in trusting the process and their intuition, but they need to do self-care. And even when they're actively learning strategies, skills to activate their intentional motivation and being powerful in their progression towards their goals, they still need to take care of themselves. Manifestation therapy allows for a safe space to explore who we are, what we want, as well as to heal from old wounds, nurture positive self-talk and beliefs, while at the same time enhancing our hustle, determination, and action. It's all about a balance between the two energies within us so that we do not become burnt out. Remember that the law of gender states that everything in the universe has masculine and feminine energy or qualities. It recognizes the presence of duality and polarity, with masculine energy representing assertiveness, action, and outward expression, while feminine energy represents receptivity, intuition, and inward reflection. In manifestation therapy, the law of gender relates to how individuals can harness and balance both masculine and feminine energies to enhance their personal growth and the goal-reaching process. Quite often, individuals that are struggling to reach their goals or are really stuck in emotional dysregulation are giving way too much focus to one side of their gender-specific energy. The law of gender reminds individuals in the therapeutic process to explore tendencies towards overemphasis either in action or receptivity and to work towards finding a balance between the two. So by recognizing the importance of both active pursuit and openness to receiving, individuals begin to align their energy with the process of manifestation. We begin to engage in intentional actions while staying open to guidance, synchronicities, and opportunities that come our way. The law of gender recognizes the need for holistic treatment and care. There is intuition and logic in reaching goals and informed decision-making, clear intention, and alignment from inner wisdom and guidance to support the manifestation as a process. We benefit from inner balance, embracing both masculine and feminine qualities. Understanding our emotions and expressions while also allowing for the logic and intellect. In dialectical behavioral therapy, they call this balanced state wise mind, where an individual is aware of their logic mind and the rationalization, as well as their emotional intelligence and health. Quite often, I will go over the diagram with a client to show them the various sides and how meeting in the middle is about, instead of focusing on just one area, becomes much more balanced. It's about how our brains work too. So we have the prefrontal cortex, which is the front of the brain, where we have our working memory and our logic, our rationalization, and most importantly, our impulse control. And then we have the subcortical cortex, or the limbic system, with our emotional regulation, our survival stances, and stress control. We always need the balance in order to find our peace and positive cognitive states. Individuals can access a more authentic and balanced state of being through recognizing and integrating both masculine and feminine energies. There are different grounding strategies to do so that you can function with your whole mind if in a place of emotional dysregulation or impulse. In manifestation therapy, the law of gender acknowledges the importance of self-care and self-reflection, which is a feminine energy, as an essential component of the goal-reaching process. So we support others to learn to prioritize their self-care practices and support their well-being, like mindfulness, journaling, creative expression. And by creating this space for self-reflection and nurturing of their own needs, individuals actually recharge their energy, gain clarity, and deepen their connection with their desires and intention. Their masculine energy becomes ignited. By balancing actions and receptivity, embracing intuition and logic, embodying inner balance, and nurturing self-care and self-reflection, people can align themselves with the natural force of creation, personal growth, authenticity, which is huge, and a deeper connection with their desired outcomes. Now, as a supportive professional, this is also so important to us. It's vital to balance our own self-reflection with our action, to maintain a busy practice while supporting our own ongoing growth and needs, supports our own goal-reaching process and success. Guiding ourselves to continue to create space for our own self-care, it can be challenging when life and business gets really busy, but recognizing through the law of gender that these two parts of ourselves require attention is important for ultimate success. I'm guilty of it too. I quite often become unbalanced when my masculine energy is at a go. I also have a 17-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 2.5-year-old, so that's busy in itself. But I try to make time every day, even if it's only 5 minutes. There's been a period lately where it's been impossible because my daughter is very clingy at this age and refuses to allow me to have that morning time, but I'm starting to make time throughout the day instead. And so incorporating that energy the best way you can, and sometimes the only way you can, it's so important for your mental health and to keep going towards goals. Our balance is especially important when we work with individuals in the capacity of trauma or first responders. Vicarious trauma is the emotional response that we may have in hearing trauma stories from others or experiencing countertransference without the ability to ground properly and release their energy. It's basically we take on their trauma as our own. Balancing the motivation to support others actively with the feminine energy to nurture ourselves and balance our own bodies and minds after supporting another is vital to ongoing success and wellness for our practice and for ourselves. Sometimes people will tell me that they get sick after going, and it's basically their body needs a break. So the only way to get a break is if they get sick. And so often people just burn out and no longer find passion in what they do. But if we have this balance between our feminine and masculine sides, we will be better able to focus, to find joy and passion, to gain the abundance that we seek, and to reach our own goals and attract clients who also succeed in their goals. So that's the law of gender and manifestation therapy. I hope you enjoyed. Please like and share. Don't forget to join my email list at www.manifestationtherapy.com. I have some meditations that I'm putting out in there for the group. And check out my Insta at Manifestation Therapy. Be your best potential, universal principles in supportive practice.